Generation strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Well, Anna McCarnell jump center for Mountain Home. Kaylee McCumber will try to win the tip for Farmington. Mountain Home will move left to right in this first half. The ball is up in the air. The tip is won by Mountain Home.
You know, two girls going over 6'3", 6'4", yep, jumping right there. You know, it looks like they're going to come in a 1-2-2 zone right here is what Farmington's going to start. And now they're going to switch to man.
It's a man-to-man. Yeah, here's more with it. Near the top, she's going to drill to the left elbow. Kicks over to Coleman in the corner. Coleman dribbles into the lane, going in for the layup off the glass and in. And Mountain Home strikes first.
That's a great take right there by Witten. You know, they're going to face guard Anna McCumber. I mean, Lakey Moore, not let her score. Witten got the mismatch as McCumber switched over on her. She took her straight to the hole.
Back come to the Lady Cardinals. Here is McCumber with it up top. She throws it over on the left side for to Brashears. Brashears, her three-pointer will not go. Ball goes out bounds. Last touch by McCumber. It will be Mount Home's ball, as we are 40 seconds into this contest.
Good job right there. You'll take Brashears taking that big three. That's their post player. You'll force her into three. Here's a diamond press that you're going to see from Farmington. Good job, Mountain Home, getting across it right now.
Already in the front court. Here's Moore with it on the left side. She's going to blow by her defender into the lane for the easy layup. Good.
Mountain Home can get some easy points off that press. And Farmington's going to have to pull out of it. And once they do, their half-court defense not quite as good with Witten with a steal.
And now the Farmington second possession ends in a turnover as Coleman comes from behind and knocks away. Gets the steal.
Yeah, Mountain Home's just the aggressive team right now.
Absolutely. 4-0, Lady Bombers on top. 6:54 left in the opening period. Ball goes over to Yonkers on the left side. She tries to drill between a couple of defenders, loses the handle of the ball, and Farmington comes up with a steal, and so the two teams exchange turnovers.
Yeah, Jaylee's trying to split the defense right there. Good move.
Ball goes with Shirey on the right side. Her three-pointer will not go. Rebound knocked around and chased down by the Lady Cardinals. Ball goes over in the left corner. Now over on the left side, on the left wing, pulling up for the three was Moss. And misses everything, but offensive rebound for Farmington as Brashears tried to go back up with it. She couldn't get it to go, and this time the rebound comes to Mountain Home.
Matt, you can see the physicalness of the game right now. Both teams just pounding on each other.
And Mountain Home's next possession ends in a turnover as McCarn tries to save it in underneath the basket. She couldn't. And Farmington will get it back. 6:17 left in the OMPG period. Again, Lady Bombers up 4-0 to Mountain Home in a full court man right now.
You know, Farmington, one weakness they do have may be their half court defense.
Oh, Lakin Moore trying to go for the steal, got a little bit too much body. And so that is going to be Lakin Moore's first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Witten rotated a little late on that man press. They tried to run and jump. Parker is a senior. Good job pulling Witten aside, saying, hey, if I'm face up front, we don't need to come do that. Lakin almost got the steal out of it, though.
Adams will carry the ball, inbound pass on the near sideline. She gets then to Shirey. Over on the left side now to Moss. Moss will throw it up to the top to McCumber. Over on the right side, Adams. Ball tried to throw down. Was that to McCumber?
Yeah, tried to go down. No, it tried to go down into Shirey. Okay. She just wasn't paying attention. Adams got a little flustered and threw that ball out of bounds.
And so that will be Farmington's second turnover. And Brad Johnson doesn't like what he's seeing, so he's going to call timeout. A little break with – I didn't catch how much time was left. I think about 6 minutes left in the opening period. It is Mountain Home leading Farmington 4-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Farmington coming off their first time out with 5:56 left of the first quarter. Mountain Home has the ball up 4-0. That zone press again for Farmington. Yeah, but Mountain Home's able to break it as the ball goes into the front court to McCarn. But her pass to Coleman goes well over her head and out of bounds, and that will be the Lady Bombers' third turnover of the night.
Yeah, Anna just got a little excited right there. You know, she caught that ball, was wanted out of her hand. She had Witten on the offside, but if she makes that girl come, she can bounce pass it for the easy layup.
Ball goes into the front court to Brashears. Now up top now to Shirey. She dribbles towards the left side, has the ball knocked away, and Husky comes up with the steal.
Yeah, good job, Parker.
Farmington's third turnover, and then Husky draws contact as she gets near the arc.
So, got a text here. The Shiree is daughter of Ladyback legend Amber Nicholas Shiree.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know if she's maybe an assistant coach still for Coach Neighbors, but I know was at one point in time.
She works on the staff. I know that.
Yeah. Thanks, Spencer, for that little nugget there.
5.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Mount Home with the ball up 4-0. Just checking in was Jamira London for Farmington. Inbound ball goes over the right side to Moore. Moore will drill to near the elbow. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives up top to Coleman. Coleman dribbles to the left side, loses the handle of the ball, and Husky's there to get it, though, near the right corner.
Yeah, Mount Home still fine. Got 12 on the shot clock. Still got plenty of time right here to get a good shot.
Ball goes to Moore. She drills to the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Yonkers. It didn't hit the rim. Yeah, Husky will try for the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Moore. And she's going to drill to the left corner, pull up for another three-pointer. In and out. And another offensive rebound for Mountain Home as the Yonkers throws up top to Husky. Yonkers gets the ball back, puts up the three. Good.
Matt, Lady Bombers are just winning all the loose balls right now. Great hustle effort. All the offensive rebounds, Lady Bombers are winning those buckets.
7-0, Mount Home up, and Mount Home almost came up with the steal. Ball goes to Shiree. Her three-pointer is up and in, and Farmington's finally on the board.
We got a trap right here. Parker's going to throw it off of Farmington, reset this press break.
And but yeah, the ball is thrown off the leg, I believe, of Adams, or of Moss, that is.
They stopped play right here.
Oh, okay.
Wynn's got her concussion headband. She's had some concussions,
yeah.
And so they like her wearing that to kind of protect her head. They were trying to get that.
I was wondering what was going on there.
Yeah, she threw it off the court here because it had fallen off, and they want her to have that on there to protect that noggin. I guess.
Yeah, 4:17 left to play in the opening quarter. Ball goes to Coleman as Mountain breaks press. Her layup hits the bottom of the iron, will not go, and the rebound comes to Farmington.
Yeah, Brashears right there was a bigger player. Witten's got to learn to go through her, not change her shot, try to make the shot, and then try to draw the foul.
Three-pointer on the left side by Adams. Will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. Or are they going to call a foul?
Shiree, they got a foul on Shiree. That's her second. That's two big fouls early for the senior.
That is Shiree's second personal foul, second team foul here in the first quarter with 4 minutes left to play in the opening period. So she's going to come out of the game. Let me see who just checked in there. Can't see her number.
Right 34, off. I think it looks
okay,
like.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Morgan Ewer. Uh-oh. And Mount Home commits an unforced turnover in the backcourt as the ball goes behind Husky and out of bounds.
It's one thing on that press. When the press comes, you want to go quick. You don't want to dribble that ball. And if you see that trap coming, you can throw the top to the middle. If the middle's not there, you need to reverse it quick and try to catch them in that rotation.
7-3, Lady Bombers up with 3:55 left in the opening period. Ewer chases down the inbound pass before it crosses the timeline. Ball is up top right now with Adams. She dribbles to the low block going in for the layup. Good.
You know, Adams came off the bench for him. Number two came off the bench for him last year. She was a great little player, and she's starting for him this year, and she's a big impact on what she's doing for Farmington.
Mount Home breaks the press again. Almost lost the handle of it, though. Here's Coleman with it. She gets it to Moore on the left side. She dribbles the elbow. Her jumper looked like it might have been partially blocked, and the ball comes to Moss, and back comes Farmington.
Yeah, Farmington starting to get their sea legs a little bit about them as they're starting to make some good defensive plays and get some block shots.
Ewer pulls up for the three on the right side. No good. Rebound comes to Mountain Home. Back on the Lady Bombers. Husky's going in toward the low block for the layup. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Adams. She tries to throw it to London, and she is able to chase it down before it goes out of bounds. Ball goes with Adams on the right side to Ewer on the left. Down the low block to Brashears. She finds London cutting into the lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, Witten rotated over right there. Great job there by Farmington to backdoor cut when they saw that help coming. Yeah, Witten's got to trust Anna to have that defense right there.
Mountain Home scored the first point, 7 points of the game. Now Farmington scored the last seven. We're tied for the first time tonight with 3:40 left to play in the first quarter. Ball is knocked off the leg of a Farmington player, then right there to Yonkers as she was on the baseline. And that will be already five turnovers against Mountain Home.
You know, right now, one thing you see, and I was going to try to mention this earlier, one weakness, it's still not a weakness of Farmington, is that their half-court defense may not be as strong. They want to hurry you up, let you take some quick shots, and not get them in some rotations to where you can take advantage of some of that on their defense. Right now, Mountain Home's playing right into the hands of Farmington.
Bailey Rittenberg and Sarah Williams just checking in for Mount Home, for replacing Jayla Yonkers and Witten Coleman. Ball is with Brashears. Now over to Ewer, over to London on the left side. Mount Home in a man-to-man action.
Yeah, we're in a man.
Okay, you're right. It is. Here's Adams going into the lane for the layup. She just squeezed by a couple of defenders to get that layup, and Farmington has their first lead of the night.
Yeah, she got that first step and just ran right down, right under the lane. Was able to go right in for the layup.
Inbound pass goes to Rittenberg as she's immediately called for travel.
Yeah, you got to dribble the ball when you go, Bailey.
Six turnovers against the Lady Bombers. Now Mount Tom's going to take their first time out of the night. Try to sell their team down. We'll break with 2:05 left in the opening period. It is Farmington leading Mountain Home 9-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad, we're having a Grillabration sale.
You mean celebration, right?
No, Grillabration. You know, Grillabrate the times. And to do so, we're having a big Grillabration sale. Get up to 40% off on select in-stock grills. We carry Traeger, Golden's Cast Iron, Gosney Pizza Ovens, and the all-new Auto Grill. And we're the only Traeger service dealer in the area. So come Grillabrate the times at Big Box Brad's.
It's a Grillabration.
We welcome you back to Valley Springs High School, and it's kind of the tables kind of turned the last few minutes as Farmington's on a 9-0 run for a 2-point lead right now.
Yeah, this is going to be this game, though. This game's going to have ebbs and flows. It's going to have highs. It's going to have lows. You know, who can withstand those and who can be there in the end? And it's just going to be a hustle game. It's just a great girls basketball game we're watching right now.
Adams with it up top, throws over to London on the right side. She's going to drill down into the lane for another layup. Rolls around and finally falls in.
Yeah, Hill defense is not doing real well right now for the Lady Bombers. They're getting around us on one dribble, getting to the hole, and we got to be there to help on the backside of things.
11-7, Farmington up with 1:45 left in the opening here. Now Tom was in danger of turning over again, and they do.
And that's two turnovers by Bailey there. They're throwing that ball in, and she's seeing them come at her, and her brain's going faster than her body is right now. And she's got to slow the game down a little bit.
Rittenberg will check out of the game after being called for the double dribble as Jayla Yonkers comes back in. 1:43 left in the opening period. It's a 4-point Lady Cardinal advantage. And London takes in a bow pass, throws over to Ewer on the left side. Her three-pointer is up, no good. And the rebound's chased down by McCarn.
You know, Mount Holmes had some crazy turnovers. I'm just anxious to see at the end of this quarter how many. We only had 10 the other night, and I feel we're pretty high already in this first quarter.
Husky with it on the right side as Mount Holmes looks to end their scoring drought. It's an 11-0 run right now for the Lady Cardinals. Here is Moore with it up top. 15 left on the shot clock. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Husky will dribble to the left elbow, down to 10. Over to Williams on the right, up to Moore. Down to 5 to shoot. Moore dribbles on the right side. Goes towards the right elbow, pulls up for the turnaround jumper. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by for sure.
You know, Farmington's done their homework. They know Lakin likes to take the ball to the hole. They're doing a really good job just face Gardner, staying one-on-one on defense and keeping her in front of her, making her, forcing her into some tough shots.
Ewer dribbles to the right side, throws it up top to Adams. Almost lost handle of the ball. Over to London near the left corner, down to Brochures on the low block. Up near the top to Ewer. Her three-pointer is up and in.
Nice inside-out game by Farmington. They're going to hit the post. They were going to collapse, and they just went out, and they hit the three-pointer.
So three possession lead for Farmington, 14-7, our score with 27 seconds left in the opening period. And Mount Holmes turns it over again.
Yeah, Mount Holmes just sped up right now.
Eight turnovers against the Lady Bombers, and Farmington almost turned it over. The ball was knocked out of bounds by Mount Holmes on the near sideline, and the Lady Cardinals will keep possession with 18 seconds left in the opening period. Brochures and Moss checking out as McCumbers checks back in, and checking in for the first time is Maddie Young. And for Mountain Home,
Livy
Faustus comes in. Inbound pass, is finally chased down by London. Now over to McCumbers, over on the right side to Ewer. Down to 10 seconds left. Shot clock is off, so Farmington can't hold for the last shot of this period. London with it on the right side, gives it to McComber. She dribbles on the right side, going towards the low block. Down to 1 second left. Her jumper will not go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter.
Good defense there by Livy Faustus, staying belly up and making her shoot over the top of her.
Our first 8 minutes are in the books. After one, our score. Farmington leading Mountain Home 14-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Yeah.
It will be Farmington's ball to start this second quarter as they lead Mountain Home 14-7. And Mountain Home started off strong, scoring the first 7 points, but on a 14-0 run are the Lady Cardinals.
Yeah, and all Farmington's done is just sped Mountain Home. We had 8 turnovers. We had 10 all of last game against Mayflower. Now, Farmington's a little different team here, but Mountain Home's just got to slow down, let the game come to them a little bit, and not turn the ball over.
Here is Adams with it on the left side. She's going to try another three-pointer, misses everything. But London chases down she was about to chase down the offensive rebound, but she was a little too close to that baseline.
Yeah, standing on the end line when she grabbed the ball.
So it will be Mountain Home getting a ball back as we are 24 seconds into the second quarter. 14-7, Lady Cardinals up. By the way, shout out to everyone watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube, especially for our viewers over in the Farmington area. I know some of you, several of you might be...